This shir is dedicated to the refuah shleima of Chaim Feigenbaum, our dear friend. And I ask all of you listening to this shir to just dedicate a moment of thought and tefillah to the refuah shleima of Chaim Yisocha ben Chaim Moshkat. Shekodesh Baruch Yishlach refuah shleima min ha-shamayim. Being that this shir is the last we're going to have before Tisha B'Av, it is only natural that the topic we will be discussing today is the halachas of Tisha B'Av, and even though we won't be able to go through a great many halachas in a short shir, but the essence and the basics of Tisha B'Av. So the Navi Zechariyahu mentions Dalet Tzoymes, the 4 days of fasting, all dedicated to Churma Bayis. So as I explained many times in the past, Shavosa B'Tamiz, Asura B'Tevis, Tzoym Gedaliyahu, and Tisha B'Av are all days of fasting commemorating Churma Bayis. It is in these days that we have to remember the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. But Tisha B'Av is different than the other three, and in two different areas we find a special chumrah regarding Tisha B'Av. It is only in Tisha B'Av that we actually have Dinei Avelis. In the other three, there are days of fasting, but no halachas of Avelis are really relevant. It is only in Tisha B'Av that we learn in the Braisa, in the end of Masechet Tanis, Tanis Daf Lamed, Kol HaMitzvot HaNoagot B'Ovel, Noagot B'Tisha B'Av, and therefore what we define as the Chamishu Inuyim are Noyeg on Tisha B'Av. Also Berachit Sasicha, Ne'ilas Sasandl, Tashmish HaMitzvot. This is only on Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av actually has Halachas of Avelus. But there is another area in which we find that Tisha B'Av is more Chomer than the other Tzoymes, than the other days of fasting. Regarding the fast in itself, we find two sifrim in Shulchan Aruch in which we learn that Tisha B'Av has the chumrah of Yom Kippur. Tav Kuf Nun Gevel Siv Beis, we learn Tisha B'Av Leiloi Ki Yoimai. All the other Tzoymes, all the other Taniyai start from Alois HaShachar, only from the morning. It is only in Tisha B'Av that we are Noyeg Tzoym, that we have to fast from Tzeisa Kechovim, and even Ben Hashmoshes is also. So the Mechaber says, Leilo Ki Yoimoi, and even Ben Hashmoshes we have to fast, Ki Yoim HaKippurim. The second halacha is in Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Hei, Uborois Umenikois Mesanois Umashlimois B'Tisha B'Av, Kishem Shemesanois Umashlimois B'Yoim HaKippurim. Pregnant women that feed their babies, breastfeeding, are potter, exempt from other days of fasting, but Tisha B'Av, they are required to fast, Ki Yoim HaKippurim. So on one hand we find that besides fasting, there are many other halachas that we have to keep on Tisha B'Av, many dinam of Avelis, and that is one area in which Tisha B'Av is different than the other tzoymes, the other area being the chumrah of Etzem HaTanis. It is only in Tisha B'Av that Chazal were machmir, and Tisha B'Av in a way is like Yom Kippur, Leila Ki Yoimoi, Yiboris V'Menikois, Misanois, U'Mashlimois. However, we find a very interesting idea, fascinating idea, both in Tosfos and in the Ramban. Even though Tosfos and Ramban have two different opinions to the extreme, but the basis of both their opinions is the same, and the common denominator between Tosfos and the Ramban is that all the differences between Tisha B'Av and the other tzoymes, the other days, are only midrabanan. Regarding Tikkunes Hanaviim, they are totally the same. Tosfos and Megillat Daf Hei Amud Beis explain that Chamishu Inuyim are relevant on again Tisha B'Av only medivrei soifrim, metakonas neviim, which is mentioned in the posuk in Zecharia, tzom haravi'i, tzom hachamishi, tzom hashvi'i, v'tzom haasiri, yiyu lebeis Yisrael asosin v'lesimchu lemoedim toivim, perek ches in Navi Zecharia. Regarding tekonas neviim, Tisha B'Av and the other tzaymes were the same, and they were not including Chamishu Inuyim. It is only after Churban Bayis Sheni, when Chazal saw what a terrible day this is, in this day, Tisha B'Av, B'yom Amar V'Hanimhar, we lost not only one Beis HaMikdash, but two. And the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on precisely the same day we lost the first on Tisha B'Av. It is only then that they were Machmir, Yoyser V'Tisha B'Av Meshara Tzemot, and it is only at that stage that Chachamim required a person to abstain from Chamishu Dvorim, and that is when they were Metzavan Chamishu Inuyim B'Tisha B'Av. That is the opinion of Tosfos and Megillah Daf Hei Amud Beis. The Ramban and Sefer Torah Sa'odom has an extremely different approach, even though the basics are the same. The Ramban argues that Mitzat Konas and Aviyim, there is no difference between Tisha B'Av and the other three Tzoynis. However, according to the feeling, the opinion of the Ramban, all were also B'Chamishu Inuyim. And it is only when the second temple, the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, was built, and those were days of glory, days of greatness, Hashchina Chazal L'Shrot B'Yisrael, it is then the Chazal were makel by the other Gimel Tzaymas, and they invalidated the Tekona of Chamishu Inuyim. So originally, according to the Ramban, Kol Shara Tzumot, all the other Tzaymas had the same Chumra of Tisha B'Av. It is only B'Yameh Bayis Hasheni that Chazal were makel by the other Tzaymas. So once again, let us make this clear. The Ramban and the Tosfos both have the same basic approach. Mitzat Konas and Aviyim, there would be no difference between the four Tzaymas. That is quite obvious from the Pasuk, because the Navi B'Nashim Achas mentions Tzom Ravi, Tzom Chamishi, Tzom Shvi'i, Tzom Asiri. We could only conclude that these 4 days of fasting are essentially the same, and it would only be natural that they have the same halachas. However, according to the Ramban, all the four tzoynis were chomer v'chumri yaseir originally, but at a later stage, bizman be'esheni, Chazal were maker by the other tzoynis. The contrary is correct according to Tosfos. All arba tzoynis were kal, and it is only after chum be'esheni that Chazal were machmer tfei, the Tisha B'Av. I was asked a question years ago, fascinating and interesting question. A person approached me, Tisha B'Av, in the afternoon, and he looked very, very bad, and he told me he feels that he's going to faint, and it's unbearable. He feels an unbearable thirst, maybe dehydration, and he feels he needs to drink. However, if he'll take a cold shower, maybe he'll feel better, and he will not need to drink. And the question I thought about was, would we prefer that he takes a shower, Isser Rechitza, maybe it'll save him from the need to drink? Would there be a difference between drinking or Isser Rechitza? There is a basic halacha. The source of this halacha is a Masechet Yuma, Cholei Shetzarich Lechol Macharot Asurot Machilen Oisoi Hakal Hakal Tchilo. When there is a need to violate Torah Mitzvahs, to save a person's life, even though it's a heter, pikuach nefesh doche kol ha-Torah kula, but we are supposed to examine and check whether the person's life could be saved by violating a lesser aveda and not a greater one. And therefore Chazal say, hakal, hakal, tchila. We are oiva isalav before doing isa koris. And Issa Essa has precedence, and that comes before an Issa Lav. So, would we assume that Issa Rechitza is of a lesser degree, a lesser violation than drinking or eating? Now, let me make very clear. This Shaila has many other aspects as well. One question is whether there b'chalal is a din of a kalakal tchila when we're dealing with Surim Darabonon. There are some sources, primarily the Mabit Kiryat Sefer. According to the Mabit, the entire din of a kalakal is only relevant when we're dealing with Dioraisa and not when we're dealing with Nisur Darabonon. Another question would be, Rechitza in this case, would it be Bechlal defined as Rechitzat Ta'anug? Because Rechitza She'em Bo Ta'anug is not prohibited. Mi sheyesh lo chatotin beroishoi, mi shenitlachlachu yadav or aglav betut, betit, there is no Issa of Rechitza. So one could argue that in our case, when a person feels so faint and so weak, And maybe the chitzah wouldn't be a prohibition at all because it wouldn't be defined as a chitzah tanug. I'm not totally convinced in this svara. One could argue this is the extreme case of a chitzah tanug, because the reason he wants to take a shower is just to generally, you know, have a better feeling. So this would be another discussion. Discussion number three might be, well, if we would be totally convinced that by taking a shower there would no longer be a need to drink, then maybe that is the correct course. But how could we know? I mean, when a person is extremely thirsty, obviously it is the beginning of a process of dehydration, and a shower won't help. The question is whether his feeling is objective or maybe just a subjective feeling. So if we're not convinced that by taking a shower he won't have a need to drink, then why do two asurim? Why shouldn't we tell him, you know, just go drink if that is what you need, and if there is a basis for heter, so why take a shower and then have to drink as well? But right now I'm not sitting in a base heter to paskin shaila, so let's just set aside these various comments I just made and go back to Tosfos after the Ramban. So according to Tosfos, it would be very clear that Isra Achila v'shtia chomer tfei me'isra achitza, because Achila v'shtia is tkonis nevi'im. That is defined as divrei Kabbalah. The Isra of chamishu inuim is merely divrei soifrim et derabonon, and therefore one could really argue that it would be better that a person should be over an isra achitza before having to eat or drink. But according to the Ramban, originally all the Dalet Soimis were also Mitzvah Tekonos HaNaviim Bekol Chamishu Inuim added on to Achila V'Shtia, and therefore probably they would have the same level of Chumrah, and there would be no point in Isra Achitza to avoid the need to drink. However, one may argue that the mere fact that Chazal were makel by the other three tzaimis, isn't that enough to prove that Achila v'shtia are chamo than the rechitza or other things that are included in chamishu inuim? The mere fact that bizman bayisheni Chazal were makel by rechitza, and the harsher aspect of the tzaimis, which is Achila v'shtia, was left intact, wouldn't that in itself prove that Achila v'shtia is chomer tfei? And on the other hand, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, there's a big machloikis between the shrinim, whether chamishu inuim are mena toira med rabbonan. But even those that maintain that chamishu inuim are mena toira, there definitely is no chorus. Isur chorus is only on Achila v'shtia, as the Gemara makes very clear on the beginning of Perek Yom HaKippurim in Masechet Yoma. So on the right hand we have Yom Kippur. Regarding Yom Kippur, Achila v'shtia chomo mishar inuyim. On the left we have Shar Tzomot, all the other fast days. So would that be in itself sufficient to determine and to paskin that in the context of Machila Noise Akala Kal Tchila, we would recommend that a person tries Lechitza to avoid the need of Achila V'shtia? Now, I feel that is not correct, because when we deal with the concept of Akala Kal, Chumra V'kula must be defined in clear halachic terms. And therefore, as I made clear before, according to Tosfos, Achila v'shtia is divrei Kabbalah, rechitza is only divrei Seifrim, divrei Kabbalah, chamurim, medivrei Seifrim, achila nesei hakala kal tchila. The sugya Yuma deals with Isra Esei versus Isra Lav against Kores. In these cases, it is clear. It is easy to define ma chamur v'ma kal. But the fact that by other tzaynes, achila v'shtia asurim, rechitza muteret, on one hand, on the other hand, Yom Kippur, Kores yesh rak b'chila v'shtia, lo b'rechitza. These facts are totally irrelevant when we are dealing with Hilchas Tisha B'Av. when we deal with Hilchas Tisha B'Av, it makes no difference what the situation might be. The halachic criteria might be regarding Yom Kippur, or Shavuos HaBetames, and Asura B'Teves. Regarding Tisha B'Av, there is no difference between Achila B'Shtia and Rechitza. Eile ve'eile, Divei Elokim Chayim, both are also Medivei Kabbalah, and therefore, in my opinion, there would be no concept, no psak of Hakal Hakal Tchilo. This brings us to a very, very unique and novel psak of the Naziris Shemshi. Naziris Shemshi was one of the great Achroinim and Shulchan Aruch HaChaim, and it's in Tov Kuf Nun Dalev. He gives a very interesting ruling. A person that obviously, by his medical condition, would not be able to fast the entire day of Tisha B'Av. So the Nazir Shimshin says he should eat or drink the Leil Tisha B'Av, hopefully being able to fast the Yom Tisha B'Av, assuming that even though Tisha B'Av Leiloi Ki Yomoi, as I quoted from the Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of the Shir, Tov Kuf Nun Gimel Siv Beis, Leiloi Ki Yomoi, and even Ben Shmoshes, Kamo Yom HaKippurim, nevertheless, the opinion of the Nazir Shimshin is but Yom is harsher than Laila. And therefore, when we know with clarity that he won't be able to fast the entire day, 24 hours, it is preferable that he drink by night and not in the morning. This psak is based on the assumption that Yom Chamur Min HaLaila. How do we explain that if Chazal said Leiloi Ki Yomoi? So what would be the basis for this argument? I don't want to go into the Diyak that Nazir Shimshin proves from the Loshon of the Rambam, which is a very, very shvach Diyak, but I think the argument, this psak is based on the same feeling as I expressed before. When we look at all the other fast days, they all are only biyom velo belaila. Would that be enough to determine that laila kal min hayom? So as I argued before, I think it's totally irrelevant. Regarding Tisha B'Av, yom velaila have the same din. So the fact that regarding the other tzaymes, laila eineno kiyom, and the fast is only mealoy se shachar, I think that is totally irrelevant regarding Hilchos Tisha B'Av. However, and this is an interesting comment, according to Tosfos in Megillah Daf Hei, Tosfos says that the Chumri Yaseir of Tisha B'Av, Chamish Minuim, was established only after Churban Bayis Hasheni. L'chaira, the same would apply to Leilo Ki Yomoi, because according to Tosfos, there was no difference between Tisha B'Av and the other fast days only after Churban Bayis Hasheni. So are we to conclude, and I think this would be a most logical conclusion, that the same would apply to Leil Tisha B'Av? So if Konas Nevi'im was only Mi'aloi Seshachar Tzeisek Echovim, and Leiloi Ki Yomoi, Leil Tisha B'Av was added on a later stage by Chazal, then one could definitely argue that the Nazir Shimshin has a point. Yom Tisha B'Av is Medivei Kabbalah. Leil Tisha B'Av is only Medivei Seiflim, and therefore the general rule, the general reasoning of Akal Akal Tchilo would definitely apply to Leil Tisha B'Av and Yom Tisha B'Av. However, Lahalocha, this is a psak not even brought by other Achroinim, and therefore I don't think it is accepted ruling. There's another point to consider regarding this psak, and that is, why would a person have a heter to eat or drink Leil Tisha B'Av as long as he feels no need to do so? Usually everybody could fast by night. You know, you go to sleep and you wake up in the morning when it's probably Liach Alois HaShachar or close to Alois HaShachar. So would there be any basis to be lenient regarding the fast by night when the person feels no need to eat or drink and there is no medical need to do so? This is similar to a machloikis we find in the Achroinim and the Steichenet. There's a big discussion, a big kuntas about this machloikis. A person who could fast one day, but his condition would not enable him to fast 2 days in a short period of time. And the question is, what to do regarding Tzom Gedalia and Yom Kippur? Would we say Tzom Gedalia is not nearly as chomer as Yom Kippur, and therefore we would advise him to eat on Tzom Gedalia to, you know, to enhance the probability that he will be able to fast on Yom Kippur? Or would we say Tzom Gedalia yuchayev b'tzom, and therefore da'aretz sora b'shata, Tzom Gedalia mechuyev fast? If by the fact that you fasted Tzom Gedalia, he will be unable to fast on Yom Kippur because it would be a sakana, then pikuach nefesh doicha kol ha'Torah kula, then eat on Yom Kippur. So this is an interesting argument between achronim. Would our case be similar? One could argue, you know, use the same arguments. Assuming, which is an assumption which is doubtful, as I explained before, but if we do assume that Yom Tisha B'Av Chamur Meleil Tisha B'Av, one could still argue, but if he could fast by night, how would we be matter to drink? He should be able to fast by day. Would that be similar to Tzom Gedalia and Yom Kippur? I think there is great room for differentiating between the two, and the argument would be this. Tzom Gedalia and Yom Kippur are two different days and two different mitzvahs. Yom Kippur is Minat Torah, related to Tshuva and Kaparat Avon. Tzom Gedalia has to do with Chorban HaBayis, it's Medivei Sofrim or Medivei Kabbalah, no matter how we define it, two different mitzvahs, two different days. And therefore there's no room to be lenient regarding Tzom Gedalia, because he should be able to fast on Yom Kippur. However, in our case, we're dealing with Tisha B'Av, and Tisha B'Av is Tisha B'Av. After all, it's the same day, the same mitzvah, the same concept, essentially the same. So if we assume that Leil Tisha B'Av is Kal Miyom Tisha B'Av, there definitely would be a very strong argument to say, better to eat by night and be able to fast by day. However, this is still a matter of doubt, and therefore the Achronim did not accept this very interesting psak of the Nazir Shimshon. Going back to the beginning of the Shia, our first assumption was that in two different areas, Tisha B'Av is Chomer Tvei Mishar Hatzomot. Din HaAvel is on one hand, and regarding various halachos, we see that Tisha B'Av Asuhu Kiyoim HaKippurim. However, both Seifim I quoted, the correlation between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, both regard to Dine Hassam, to halachas of the actual fast. Leilo Kiyoimoi, on one hand, and Uborois Vemenikois. Is that a chitza on Tisha B'Av? It's basically a Din of Avelis. And that is very clearly stated, Kanas da Flamet, Kol HaMitzvot HaNoagot Ba'Avel, Noagot B'Tisha B'Av, and therefore Asur Berechitza. However, two great Achroyim, the Briskerov on one hand, and Hilchos Taniyos in a Sefer on the Rambam, and the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel, these two Torah giants are Mechadish, that Rechitza is also on Tisha B'Av for an additional reason, just like Rechitza is also on Yom Kippur. And Tisha B'Av Dinoi Kiyoim HaKippurim. And Yom Kippur has nothing to do with Avelis, as you all understand. Chas v'sholem, there is nothing to mourn about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day of Emes Yerim Adin, but it has nothing to do with Avelis. But nevertheless, Yom Kippur is also B'chemishu Inuyin. Achitz is also Yom Kippur. So how did the Minchas Chinuch and the Biskalov reach this interesting conclusion? Because in Tov Kuf Nun Dalad, I think it's Sif Tet, we have halacha, B'tisha B'Av asur lehoshit etzba'o b'mayim. If the entire Isser of Rechitza, this prohibition is because Dinei Avelis, well, an Avel is entitled to wash his face with cold water. So how come Tisha B'Av would be chomer than Avel alameis, Shivas Yamei Avelis? Therefore, the Mechitz Kenach and the Briskerov conclude that there must be an additional rationale to the Yisra Chitza, and that is Yom Kippur. And in Yom Kippur, the halacha definitely is Asul Hashit Etzba'o B'mayim. However, I usually shy away from Shnei Dinim, and in this case as well. If the Braisa makes it very clear that the Yisra Chitza is based on the assumption, why would we be mechadish that there's an additional basis for the Yisra V'chitza? The Ritvo in Tanis of Yud Gimel asks this very question, and the Ritvo's response, his teretz, is a very simple one. Kederach HaRashayim, Kederach HaZal. The Ritvo says that the reason there were more machma by Tisha B'Av than by Avelis is very simple. Tisha B'Av is one day. So, totally abstaining from Rechitza is bearable, is possible. Regarding Shivas Yamei Avelis, the person shouldn't be able to wash his hands or his face 7 days. That would be defined as Exeira Shein Rav Esibi Yechon Alamed Boy, and therefore Chazal were more machma by Tisha B'Av than by Shivas Yamei Avelis. And an additional reasoning that it writes is that Tisha B'Av is Avelis to Kol Yisroel, and therefore it's Chomer Tvei. Personal Avelis doesn't have the degree of Chomer than the general Avelis of the entire nation has regarding Chorban Beis Migdashenu V'Sifarteinu. So according to the Ritva, there is no need and no basis to be Mechadish Vera Shnei Dinim Be'isr Rechitza B'Tishamov. However, in Perashat Mishnah Rambam at the end of Masechet Tanis, there is a formulation of the Rambam which seems to support the argument of the Biskarov and the Mechaschenach, even though, in my opinion, the Rambam is not conclusive, and even in the Rambam, I think it would be more mistaka to argue that the entire Isr Rechitza is based, as we see in the Braisa, at the end of Masechet Tanis, on Dinei Avelis. Let's go back for a short moment to deal with the concept of Tanis v'Yom Kippur. We mentioned that Uboris and Manikveh's pregnant women are Chayev B'Tzam, just like in Yom Kippur. However, Dinei Chayla are different in Tisha B'Av than they are in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur only Chodesh Yesh B'Sakona, only when his life is in jeopardy could he eat or drink. However, regarding Tisha B'Av, the Mechaber says very clearly, Tov Kun Nun Dalet Sivav, Chaya Kol Shloshim Yoyim, V'choy Leshu Tzarich Leachol, Ein Tzorech Oymed, Ela Machil Anoisoy Miyad, B'mokem Choli Lo Gazru Rabbonon. So this is a very interesting formulation. B'mokem Choli Lo Gazru Rabbonon. And there are three different opinions regarding Choyle She'en Bo Sekona and Tisha B'Av. Reb Chaim Brisker, not in his Sefer al Rambam, but rather in the stencil Ot Mem Hei, Reb Chaim Brisker concludes from the Loshon of the Mechaber. When a person is ill, he has no Tisha B'Av. Not meaning that he has no Tisha B'Av. He has to say the kinnis, and he has to, you know, abstain from rechitza and sicha and eilis a sandal, but he has no mitzvah of fasting. B'mukim choli loy gozlu rabbonon. And therefore, when a person is in the category of a choyla, defined as a choyla, he has absolutely no mitzvah of fasting and Tisha B'Av. So there's a famous anecdote. A person once came to the Briskerov, and as we know, the Briskerov was very makel in Tanesim. That is the tradition of Brisk from Reb Chaim on. So the person asked the Briskerov whether he has to fast, and the Briskerov said, you're a choyla and you're poto menatzoim. But nevertheless, he expressed his will, and he said, he's probably going to try to fast. He's going to start, and if it'll be bearable, he's going to fast. So the Briskerov told him, if you do intend to fast, then please be mekabel tanis b'tfilas mincha b'yerev Tisha B'Av, arguing that if you do fast, I want you to know it's not a tanis tiba, it has nothing to do with Tisha B'Av, it's like a tanis yochid. So if you do intend to fast, you have to be mekabel tanis, which is very typical of the way the Biskarov, who was very sharp, responded. But that is the opinion of Reb Chaim and his great son, the Biskarov. On the other hand, to the other extreme is the Malcheshes. There's an interesting tshuva in Malcheshes. The Malcheshes was Reb Henoch Eigish, one of the great Gedolim in Vilna, together with Reb Chaim Oizer, in the same period, the same time. And the Malcheshes tells that once he was ill on Tisha B'Av and he needed to drink, and he paskened, he drank l'shi'urim, pochas m'kishir, like the halacha that we find in Siman Tovresh Yudches in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, which is a tremendous chiddush, because to me it seems very clear that there is no din of shi'urim regarding Tisha B'Av. We find the concept of shi'urim only regarding Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. And as I said many times, and to me, one of the more compelling arguments in halacha, one of the great cornerstones of psak, is shtikas apoiskim or shtikas harishonim, and this is a basic argument that I learned from the Beis Meir on one hand, tshuva of the Beis Meir, which we find in Sefer Nishmas Odom, Dinei Rov and Kavua, I think it's Siman Zayin. And the Chazon Ish in Shviya Siman Zayin, and both assume or teach us a basic rule in halacha. If a halacha is shachiyach b'kol yom v'yom, and it is not found in the poiskim that proves kemeya edim, that there is no such halacha, and when the Chazon Ish writes, you know, that basic rule, I'm quoting his lashon. There is no more powerful argument in halacha than shtikas apoiskim. So the mere fact, coming back to our sugya, that we find the din of shiurim in Tov Reish Yud Ches and Hilchos Yom Kippur, it is not mentioned the Tov Kuf Nun Dalet and Hilchos Tisha B'Av, proves that Tisha B'Av there is no din of shiurim. We would expect the Mechaber Odalamo at least to write in Hilchos Tisha B'Av Ayen Likaman, to refer us to a different source that is also not to be found in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, not in the Mechaber, not in the Ramo, not in Mogen Avraham, nor in the Taz. That proves beyond doubt that in Tisha B'Av there's no din of shiurim. However, the Malcheshes does write, and that was his personal minig when he was ill. I must note that the Mishnah Brura in Tov Kuf Nun Dalet quotes the Sefer Pischei Olam regarding Hilchos Tisha B'Av, regarding a cholera epidemic. And the Mishnah Brura writes that we have to paskin that people should eat pochas mekashiyah. So the Mishnah Brura seems to reject my feeling or the argument I presented just a minute ago. However, I think that one cannot prove a case from the Mishnah Brura, because the Pischei Olam quoted in the Bi'ah Halacha and Siman Tov Kuf Nun Dalet deals with a epidemic, a plague of cholera. And as is very well known, the Psak of Reb Saul Salanter, when there is an epidemic, even healthy people should eat or drink. So when we paskin for a person that is not defined as a cholera, but nevertheless, the Psak is he has to eat or drink to avoid becoming ill, or for any other reason. I'll just give you a few examples. Sometimes we paskin for a woman that's breastfeeding her baby, that she has to drink, lest she might not have enough milk for the baby. And if it's a little baby, which doesn't take any supplements yet, then we would paskin that she might be able to drink to ensure that she has enough milk. Another case, a person that has, you know, stones in the bladder, and sometimes fasting might cause extreme pain or distress. So he's not sick, he's not ill, he's feeling well, but he needs to drink to avoid and prevent a situation in which his health might deteriorate. In those cases, we definitely would paskin, even regarding Tisha B'Av, he should drink l'shiurim, because he is not defined as a choyla. And that is the case of the Mishnah Brura and the Pischei Olam. Coming back to our discussion, Reb Chaim on one hand feels that a choyla has no restraints whatsoever. B'mokom choyla lo yigoz rabbonon. The Malcheshes, maybe the Bi'alocha, do feel that even Tisha B'Av is a din of shiurim. In the middle is the Chasam Sofer, Kuf Nun Zayin Shuvah Sorachayim, and his great disciple, the Maram Shik, Simen Reish Peites. Their psak is, Choyle B'Tisha B'Av cannot eat more than his medical condition demands. Dailo B'Shtia, Asula L'Chol. Dailo B'Shtia Pamachas, Asula L'Shtot Pamayim. However, they do not say that he's required to eat L'Shiurim. And I see a great difference between the two concepts. Even if we say that he is not entitled, not permitted to eat more than he actually needs, more than his medical condition requires, that does not mean he has to eat l'shiurim. Shiurim is a different halacha. He is not mechuyev to pain himself and trouble himself, pochus pochus mekishio, even though he is only permitted to eat inasmuch as his medical condition requires. So these are the three different opinions regarding Chayla B'Tisha B'Av. And let me once again make it very clear. We're not dealing with Chayla Shesh B'Sakona. Only Yom Kippur, which is the Oraisa, we need a Sakona to permit breaking the fast. Regarding Tisha B'Av, even a Chayla Shein B'Sakona, Patur Minatzam. One additional observation. The same sif we are dealing with for the past 15 or so minutes. Chole shehu tzarich lechol, ein tzorech oimed machil anos miyad. What does that mean, chole shehu tzarich lechol? So the Mishnah Berurah, sif kotten Yud Aleph, I'm quoting the Mishnah Berurah, chole shehu tzarich lechol, rotze loimer shehu chalush v'chash begufo. Obviously, the Mishnah Berurah means to define who is considered a chayla that is entitled or permitted to eat on Tisha B'Av. Chayla shu chalush v'chash begufo. Reb Moshe, the great poisek of our time, Igris Moshe Orechayim Chelik Dalad Zemekuf Yudalad, deals with the question of a person who is a oisik b'tzorchei tzibur. And he feels that if he won't fast, he won't be able to do his job. And he's busy with important things. He's oisik b'tzorchei tzibur. On the other hand, a person who works by an employer. And if he's got to fast, he can't do his job. But Moshe paskens that he has to do his work, and if he can't fast, then he will eat. But Moshe has a few arguments. But one of his arguments is based on this Mishnah Berurah that I just quoted. Reb Moshe says, if fasting, he will become so weak that he wouldn't be able to do his job, that in itself is sufficient to patter him from fasting, based on the Mishnah Berurah. If he's cholush v'chosh begufoy, then he's a chayla and he doesn't have to fast. And to me, this psak is mind-boggling. Because, in my opinion, the Mishnah Berurah explains that a cholish who cholish v'chash begufoy, he is entitled to eat. But first of all, he has to be a cholish. If a person is cholish v'chash begufoy because he is fasting, that is no basis of leniency at all. V'chi hatzomot nitnu rak legiborei achayel, it is only the best and the fittest, the strongest, the Olympians, only they have to fast. Many people become extremely weak, resulting fasting. Are they exempt from the tzaynus? To me, it seems very clear that is not considered a chayla. A chayla is only a person that is ill, that has some medical problem, being whatever it may be. But a person that becomes weak from the fast should go to bed and, you know, wear it out until Mitzvah time. He'll eat and he'll feel better. There is no basis of leniency because a person feels very weak as a result of his fasting. And therefore, I am surprised by this psak of Reb Moshe. To me, it would seem to be very clear that the command of the Mishnah Berurah is to define which chayla is permitted to eat on Tisha B'Av. Not every chayla, but rather a chayla shu cholish v'chash v'gufoy. I also want to comment that, in my opinion, I'm not sure that that's the Kavanah of the Mechaber. This Lashon we find first in the Ramban, quoted by the Tur, and from the Tur it reached the Mechaber. And I would suggest two different interpretations. What does that mean? The more lenient interpretation would be a chole that's hungry. A person is ill and he needs to eat. He feels that he needs to eat. He is hungry. He doesn't need a heter. He doesn't need to ask the rav. If he's sick, if he's ill, then he is entitled to eat kishehu tzarich lechol. Maybe choleshu tzarich lechol is not a new definition, a halachic definition or criteria, but rather a person that's sick and he needs to eat doesn't need any heter. On the other hand, maybe there is a chiddush and a halachic definition in this lashon. Today, as medicine has advanced in leaps and bounds in many areas in treatment, in diagnosis, we know that there are many medical conditions which do not require eating or drinking. There are medical problems that, if they're taken care of medically, the person functions normally, he feels great, and not always is a person with a medical issue or even a grave sickness. Sometimes, not always, is there any need for eating or drinking. And some of the people that have medical issues or problems could fast just like any other healthy person. So maybe that's the command of the Mechaber. Actually, the Ramban, it is only if his medical condition requires eating or drinking, and abstaining from eating or drinking would either jeopardize his medical condition and worsen his condition, or at least cause him stress, personal, physical stress. Those are the cases of choreshu tzarich lechol. But the fact that you have a medical problem and you're ill, in many other conditions, if there is no need, objective need, for you to eat and drink, then you are not exempt from the tzayim, from the fast day. So these would be two different interpretations, which I would suggest, besides the interpretation of the Mishnah Brura, who defines choresh utzerach lechol, cholush v'chosh v'gufoy. But in any event, what is clear to me is that this heter only applies to a choyla, a person who feels lousy because he is fasting, is not exempt from the tzayim, unless we are dealing with something very extreme, which definitely would be defined as choli. So we have discussed halachas of Tisha B'Av, me'inyan le'inyan ba'oseu inyan. And before saying goodbye, I would like to share with you a feeling and a thought that I speak about many times Tisha B'Av, and it is a very Hasidish feeling. In Yom Dafnun Dalad, Chazal tell us that in those tragic days of Chorban Habayis, kishenechnasu nochrim laheichal, ra'u kruvim ma'urim ze beze, the kruvim and the kodesh hakodeshim, al aron ha'edus, hugged each other and they embraced each other. And the goyim did not understand, and they saw that as something lowly. And the goyim said, Yisrael, shebrachos nebrocha, kol olos nekol, yasku bidvaroim elo. This is what they have in the kodesh. Kodeshim hiziluhu. The Bnei Sasra quotes in the name of the great Maggid of Mezlich, the musician Maggid, who was the greatest disciple of the Baal Shem Tov. And he says a very profound idea and feeling. On first glance, this Gemara is a tamer, because in Bava Basa Tzadik Tes Chazal say, Kruvim Shebekodesh HaKodeshim, Bizman Sheyisrael Oysen Ratzon Shemokim Pneim Yishalochiv, Bizman Sheein Yisrael Oysen Ratzon Shemokim Pneim El Habayis. Was there ever a time in which Yisrael were Einam Oysen Ratzon Shemokim like this man Chorban Habayis? We know that the Bayis was destroyed for terrible transgressions. In Yom Daftes, Chazal say Bayis Rishon, Gimel Avedis Chamur Shevetoira Vedazor Shvichas Dobim and Gili Arayis, Bayis Sheni, the plague of sinners Chinim, So that was a time in which Jews were definitely defined as Eina Moisim Asen Shel Mokom, Pnei Malabayis. How come they were Mo'urin Zem Ezeh? So the Mezlisa Magid said, Dafke Bishaz prayed that Dafke in a time of terrible tragedy and destruction, Rachamei Shemayim Mit'orerim Biyoter. In a way, we have to be careful with our, formulations and terminology. In a way, the Mezlisa Magid says, Chai Hodam Lifkoi Des Ishtoi Bishor Sheyoytze LaDerach. And we know that the entire Sefer, the Sefer HaKodesh Yir HaShirim was written as a moshel, as the Rambam explains in Perek Yud of Hilchas Tshuva. Chayav Odom Lifkoi Des Ishto Vishor Sheyoytze LaDerach. When the Shechina packed up, Maklo V'Tarmilo B'Shas Chor Mabayis, that was a moment of intense Kirvus Elohim, a moment in which Ahavas Yisroel Aviyem Shebeshemayim and Ahavas Hashem is B'nai B'choyer Yisroel reached such heights. It is only in that moment, once in history, that the Kruvim were Ma'urin Ze B'Zeh, to indicate the highest level of Ahava. And that was achieved. We were zeichet to that Madrega of Ahava, Dafke B'Shas Achorm, B'Shas Apreid. In many psukim and in many more chazal, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels our pain and He is with us in the depth of our suffering. Imoi unoichi b'tzoro, b'kol tzorosam lo tzar, v'ani eshkon ezdako. The Gemara Sanhedrin, I think it's the Flamet Ches, says, b'shor sheyisrael b'tzar, shechina mayim ha'aretz, kalani meroishi, kalani mizrahi. When we suffer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us and He feels all our pain. And this is something so basic in our Hashkofa. It is something we have to feel and not only know and believe. Gedolei HaMusar explained, when Yosef HaTzadik is thrown into the pit, Bar Molen Achoshen V'Akravim, and sold to the Arab merchants, Rashi brings from Chazal, usually, these Arabs only have neft and itran, they don't carry perfume. But this was an ace. Kedei shelo yuzak Yosef HaTzadik mereach haneft. And to us this might seem to be lag l'rash. A 17-year-old boy, torn from his father and mother and entire family, thrown into a pit full of serpents and scorpions, nechoshim v'akravim, taken out of the boil, out of the pit, and be sown to a strange land, to an alien people, but he has perfume. I think Yosef HaTzadik would forego that perfume. So Gedolei HaMusar explained, it's not the perfume, it's not the reach, it's not the neft that really makes a difference, but that was like a remez, an ois men ha-shamayim. Yosef, I want you to know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yosef, I am here right next to you in this pit. V'zelech u'ois, zelech u'ois, shelo yuzak mareach haneft. I just want to let you know, I have not forgotten you. I have not left you to your fate. Lo hinachti otcha legoralcha. I am here right with you, and I'm going to care for you. And I'm going to salvage you when this terrible gzeira will be over. So, don't forget this lesson. I am right here next to you in your pit, in your suffering, and in your pain. So not always did we have that little touch of mercy, that little scent of perfume. I think 70 years ago in Auschwitz and in Birkenau and Majdanek and who knows where else in those terrible days, if our grandfathers would have that little touch of perfume, it would be far easier to bear the suffering. But in days of Hestaponim, not always do we have that little touch of gilui shchina and of rachamei shemayim. But this is something we have to believe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in our pain even more than He is with us in our joy. It is only b'shas achorim that the kruvim were ma'urin ze b'ze. And this is something we must feel at all times, and especially in days of mourning, as we approach Tisha B'Av and we remember with intensity Churban Bayis. I quote quite often an idea I heard from my great Rebbe de Kreuzenberg, Rebbe Zichet Tzadik Levracha. When we say Shema Yisrael, the Gemara in Brocha says that the Biyochanan Hayo Mavir Yodoy Al Einav, he used to cover his eyes with his hand, with the palm of his hand. And the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Kishma, it is, we shouldn't be distracted, we shouldn't see anything. But if that would be the only reasoning, why does one have to make a symbolic gesture and cover his eyes with his hand? I mean, everyone has eyelids. What were our eyelids made for? To close our eyes. So the Shulchan Aruch could simply say a person has to close his eyes lest he be distracted from Kavana. Rabbi Yochanan hoyo mavel yodoy al einov. So it is obvious that there must be some symbolism behind this halacha besides the basic interpretation of Kavana. So the Kleuzenberger Levi said this, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokein. We know that Shema Vaya always is a remez of Midas Arachamim. Shema Elokim indicates Midas Hadin. And in the lives of our nation, our people, and of each and every individual, we have days of glory, days of mercy, days of Rachamim. Sometimes tragedy strikes. Sometimes we have days of sorrow. But it is part of our existence as a people and as individuals. So we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Sometimes we have Rachman, sometimes we have Din, but in the depth of our hearts we believe Hashem Echad. Din is a facade, a mirage. Everything is Midas HaRachamim. Rabbi Kiva ben Yosef taught us when tragedy strikes, when sorrow is our lot, we should say, "Kol diyovad rachmona letav avid." Rabbi Kiva's great Rebbe was called Nochem Ish Gamzu because he used to say Gamzu letoivo. And those people, those great giants of Torah, of Yira, the Tanoim, they had their share of sorrow and tragedy. And this is what they taught us. Gamzu l'toivo, kol diyoved rachmona l'tadoved. So we cover our eyes symbolically. And we say, Hashem Elokeinu, ultimately we believe and we feel, Hashem Echad, that everything that happens and everything that is befalls us, everything is from Shem Havaya, from Midas HaRachamim. So on this terrible day, in these terrible times of Churban Bayis, when the Goyim went into the Heichal, they saw Kruvim Ma'ulim Zebezeh, and they had no idea what their eyes are seeing. So when a Kadosh Baruch Hu strikes us, V'yodato im levovecho, ki ka'asher yaser ishet beno, Hashem Elokecho miyasveko. And sometimes a father or a mother strike their little child and they feel far more pain than the child would feel. And it is at those moments that we feel the love we have for our children. And in the same way, magnified by a degree that numbers cannot express. Ki ka'asher yaser ishet beno, Hashem Elokecho miyasveko. Let us all hope and daven we should be zoicha to see benachom es tzion bebinyan Yerushalayim bebias moshiach tzedkeinu b'mehero v'yomeinu amen.